cried out the more, saying, "Let him be crucified." When Pilate saw that he could prevail nothing, but that rather a tumult was made, he took water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, "I am innocent of the blood of this just person. See ye to it." Then answered all the people and said, "His blood be on us and our children." You see Pilate trying to get out of an awful situation. Jesus Christ, how he had tried to get rid of him. When he heard that he belonged to Herod's jurisdiction, he said, "Now I'm rid of him. Send him to Herod." But Herod sent him back to Pilate, and Pilate couldn't get him off his hands, couldn't get rid of Jesus Christ. And I tell you, there isn't a human being in all the world that can get rid of Jesus Christ. You cannot get by the crucified Son of God. And tonight, you stand here, and Jesus Christ stands before the judgment seat, and you are the judge, and you are to decide whether you shall live forever with him, cleansed, washed, whiter in the precious blood of the Lamb, reigning with him forever and forever, hallelujah, enjoying the salvation which God promised before the world began and now has made manifest by the appearing of his Son, Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Or you will decide this night, and you have decided already, to deliver him over to the tormentors, to crucify him again. Pilate called for water. How foolish. Didn't do him any good. Legend tells how that Pilate wandered, like the wandering Jew, finding no peace anywhere, trying to find peace after he had seen that Son of God crucified, after he delivered him over into the hands of sinful men to torment him, to chastise him, to crucify him. He found no peace. And I tell you, there will be no peace to any human being who washes his hands and says, "What shall I do with Jesus, who is called Christ?" You've got to do something with him. Every human being has to do something with him. And tonight he invites us to the table of the Lord. And he says, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Drink ye all of it. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is given for you for the remission of your sins. This too in remembrance of me." But remember, if we eat unworthily and drink unworthily, we eat and drink damnation to ourselves, not discerning the Lord's body. It is a tremendously sacred thing to stand before the Son of Man. And it's a thrice sacred thing to come to the table of the Lord and to partake of the emblems. It's a sacred matter to be invited to this table which he has spread in the presence of all mine enemies. Who are mine enemies? The world and the flesh and the devil. The world has made a bid for me. The world is making a bid for you. It's making a bid for our boys and girls and our young people. Just like in the days of Moses, when Moses was born, there were the crocodiles in Nile waiting to swallow him up, like they had swallowed so many male Israelites according to the decree of that wicked king representing the devil. And beloved, the God of this world that has his work in the children of disobedience, he has decreed that your sons and daughters shall be defiled with the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life, and shall share eternal fire prepared for the devil and for his angels. And oh, how the multitude bow to his scepter. The multitude who tonight go to church and sing songs about the passion of Jesus Christ. What are they going to do tonight or tomorrow? They'll plunge from one sin into the other, and they'll defile their garments, which once were washed in the precious blood of the Lamb. Oh, beloved, today, Satan, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, is working overtime. And what is he doing? He's doing like he did in the garden. Yea, hath God said. God didn't mean it like that. Isn't quite so serious. It's okay. Why, you're a good church member. Maybe you're a deacon. And if you're not, why, join any church in town and they'll give you a button and they'll give you a job. No matter how you live at home, have you stopped beating your wife? They won't even ask you that. You can still be a member, and you can still be a preacher, perhaps. But, beloved, you can't get by the blood of Jesus Christ. He called for water. He washed his hands in water. He said, "See to it." And he pronounced this man innocent. And you pronounce him innocent tonight by your very presence here. But, beloved, he's not only innocent. No, he bore my guilt and my sorrow and made them his very own. How wonderfully the choir sang a while ago, this glorious gospel. Who has believed? Our report, beloved, is the report of Almighty God, which resounds in every heart of every man and woman who hears the gospel. It's the voice of eternity. It's the voice of your heavenly Father against whom you have sinned and who has concluded all in unbelief that he might have mercy upon all. Who have believed our report? And when they didn't believe the prophets and didn't believe Moses, he sent his only begotten Son. And when their hearts were hardened and their ears were dull of hearing so that they couldn't pay heed to the voice of the Son of Man, he opened five bleeding wounds, and from the cross of Calvary, he cries, "Lo, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters and drink, and though your sins be as scarlet." Beloved, that's the voice of Calvary, the voice of the cross. Oh, hallelujah, when the world by wisdom knew not God. Today, America is turning toward God. Harvard, the universities are making a turn toward God. But they say, we don't want all of God. We just want as much as is comfortable, as much as is convenient. Oh, how silly. Beloved, the heathen go further than that. But Jesus Christ has said, "No man cometh unto the Father but by me. I am the way and the truth and the life." And when the Father spoke by his Son, he said, "Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow." Oh, beloved, tonight, you will either wash yourself in the blood of the Lamb and come up like Naaman, like a newborn child, a new creation in Christ Jesus, washed from all your sins, more than that, justified before God, blameless before all the angelic beings of heaven. That's what the blood of Jesus Christ does. Glory to God. It isn't a whitewash. It doesn't cover your sin and leave you in your sin, but it searches out the depths of your heart and it cleanses the very thoughts and intents of your heart. And everyone that comes to Jesus must come for cleansing. If we say that we have not sinned, we fool ourselves and the truth is not in us. And if you want to know what sin means, if you want to know how expensive sin is to your God, go to Calvary and see that Lamb of God crying, "My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" Beloved, you alone can give an answer to that prayer. It was because of my sin that he had to be put to shame. He was scourged and crucified. And beloved, today people think and they weep a little bit. They'll see the picture, the film, the King of Kings, and they weep crocodile tears, beloved, that only increase their sin and their wickedness. That's no good. That has absolutely no meaning. But oh, when that call of the Lamb of God is a call to my soul to repentance. That's the way out of darkness into light. That's the way out of the power and slavery of Satan into the wonderful love slavery of Almighty God. That's the way from hell to heaven. Oh, thank God, ye were servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart. Oh, when that heart is prayed, when that heart is convicted, when you cannot sin anymore, you cannot love sin anymore, but you cry, "Woe is me, for I am undone. I'm a man of unclean lips. And I dwell among a people of unclean lips. Who will deliver me from the body of this damnation? Who will deliver me from my sin? I delight in the law of God after the inner man. But I'm bound. I'm a slave." Oh, when the Holy Ghost shows you your sin. and shows you what sin is. And oh, we ought to pray for conviction. Beloved, there's too much religion without salvation. Religion only damns people. But God, the Bajalokar, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. Salvation from sin. And you and I have to choose. Here is a fountain open for sin and for uncleanness. And it took every drop of the blood of the Lamb of God. O Lamb of God, thou wonderful sin bearer, hard after thee my soul doth follow on. I need to eat that flesh and drink that blood of the Son of Man, or I will have no life in me. No, I cannot go by that Lamb of God. I have a picture at home, a classic, that shows a beautiful cathedral, and people on Easter Sunday are coming out of church, and the women show their finery, their beautiful hats, and the men their pressed trousers, and come like dudes, and there's a great crowd of men and women and boys and girls, like you see on Fifth Avenue coming out of these big churches. They feel so holy, they feel so righteous, because they spent 1 hour out of a month in church, and they've taken communion, and on the steps is Jesus Christ, bound and gagged, carrying a cross, with a crown of thorns on his head. Nobody pays any attention to him. No one even sees him. Oh, beloved, what damnation. Eat and drink damnation to yourself. But oh, when God Almighty shows you, it was my sin, as we sang a while ago, that nailed him there. It was my sin that occasioned that awful doom to the Lamb of God. And there was no salvation possible. There was no arm to save. There was no power to deliver till Jesus, my Savior, from glory came down. He was mighty to save. He was strong to deliver. And it says, my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. Oh, when you confess your sin, he is faithful and just to forgive you your sin and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. That's what communion means. That's what the blood of Jesus Christ means. That's what the gospel of Jesus Christ means. Power of God unto salvation. It means cleansing from my sin, from which I could not possibly clean myself or purge myself or purify myself. All the tears of all the human race gathered together in one great salt sea would not wash away a single sin. But the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, and tonight he is here. As truly as he stood there in Pilate's judgment hall, I was there 2 years ago. I saw the pillar to which Jesus Christ was tied when Pilate delivered him over to the soldiers to scourge him. What a cruel monster Pilate was. How cruel, I could never understand it. After he pronounced him innocent, he didn't have the manhood. He didn't have the moral fiber to say, I'd rather die than deliver that pure man, that righteous man, over to the tormentors. But he turned him over to the vilest rabble of his soldiers who spat upon him, who made sport with him. And he knew they'd do that. And he commanded him to be scourged. What a cruel monster. Beloved, let's be a little bit slow. What a cruel monster am I if I play with sin. If we sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sin. It's over with. But a certain fearful looking fall of judgment and fiery indignation which shall devour the adversary. For if we sin willfully, we crucify the Son of God afresh. We do worse than Pilate. He crucified him once. But I crucify a flesh. Oh, when I don't come to him with my sin and confess my sin and repent of it and get rid of it by the blood of the Lamb and by the Spirit of God. And when I don't allow him to fill me with the Holy Ghost so that sin shall not have dominion over me anymore. There was a time when sin held sway and held dominion and kept me as a slave, and I had to sin. But today, beloved, sin shall not have dominion. But oh, how many trifle with sin. They play with sin. They think it's all right. They crucify the Son of God afresh. They wash their hands. Oh, he died. Yes, he died. It's okay. I'll get to heaven. All I have to do is confess my sins. Beloved, that's the surest way to hell. Gospel of Christ. Eat. With desire have I desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. But one of you is a devil. They didn't know which one it was. They never guessed that the one that could talk the most spiritual, that had studied elocution, and knew all about exegesis and theology, that he was a devil. Didn't show on the outside. He transported himself into an angel of light, an apostle of Christ. He had cast out devils. He had done miracles just like all the others. And yet he was the son of Satan. He trifled and played with sin. And when nobody was looking, he pilfered the offering basket. Bible says that. There wasn't much money in it. Pennies, nickels. Alexander the coppersmith did me much evil. But he was dishonest. He started pilfering. Nobody can see that. Oh, beloved, the man that swears to his own hurt and changeth not shall ascend into the hill of the Lord. The man that hath clean hands and a pure heart and who hath not sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the inheritance of the Lord. Wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Thou decidest truth in the inward part, and in the hidden part shalt thou make me to know wisdom. Beloved, all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, passes away, is not of the Father, and he that will be a friend of the world will be an enemy of God. But tonight you can't get by Jesus Christ. You can come and wash your garments white, and they shall be whiter than the snow. Oh, how very wonderful. How I struggled. How I labored to make myself acceptable in the sight of God. And, beloved, it's impossible. Out of the question, if Abraham hath whereof to glory. He may have, if he is justified by works, but not before God. But what says the scripture? He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. But he was strong in faith, giving glory to God, being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. And tonight, as we come to the table of the Lord, let us look into the face of Jesus, that Lamb of God, that wonderful head that was once crowned with many crowns and now crowned with thorns. Am I guilty tonight? Or has he washed me clean? If not, he'll wash you tonight. Oh, thank God, if we confess our sin. If you want to get rid of it, hallelujah. Though your sins be as scarlet. Beloved, there's too much playing with sin. Until it blinds your eyes. Until you can't see it. You're not convicted anymore. Isn't it strange what people can get away with? Strange what they can do outside of church. They've never been convicted. I tell you why. They've never cried, "Wash me, and I shall be whiter than the snow." They've never confessed their sin. They've never seen their sin. They've never recognized that sin crucifies the Son of God. And when you haven't prayed that prayer, beloved, you're lost. Why, that's what Jesus Christ came to do, to seek that which is lost. Oh, Gabaija Rigarambunza Lokomo, and the Good Shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. And tonight he prepares a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Oh, how I need this bread that comes down from heaven. What are you after? The things of earth? business, pleasure, money. Oh, you're having a wonderful time, aren't you? I tell you, the devil's laughing. He's having a wonderful time. He's got you by the neck. And he'll drown you in perdition. I don't say that. That's what the Bible says. Oh, after all those things do the heathen seek. But seek ye first the kingdom of God. Here's the king, once crowned with thorns, but oh, God hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. That hour is coming, but today he gives me the wonderful privilege to have this mind in me, which was also in Christ Jesus. The privilege to work out my own salvation with fear and trembling in letting God work in me to will and to do of his good pleasure. Oh, if tonight before we come to the table of the Lord, God could give us some real conviction. If he could shine through these hearts tonight. You say you have not sinned, you're fooling yourself. Jesus Christ would cleanse us. His precious blood would be applied, and the Spirit of God would answer to that blood and work in us to will and to do of his good pleasure. Now, why do I talk like this? Do you know that the coming of the Lord is at hand? Do you know how I know? Jesus Christ says, when you see all these things come to pass, then lift up your heads. What is it talking about? Why, when all the nations are trembling with fear. And isn't that the case today? Why, just before coming to meeting, I read of a threat by one of the great men of this earth. He says it means all out destruction. I'm not trying to scare you, but I'm trying to tell you that it's time to lift up our heads. It's time to look for him. It's
time to pack up your bundle. Glory to God. It's time to get ready for a trip. It's time to get your vessel filled with oil.
Oh, the people that have all kinds of time. Instead of waiting upon the Lord, instead of seeking his face. Instead of getting filled with the Holy Ghost, they're not away to the wonder of salvation. Listen again. He has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. Oh, it says the nation shall be turned into hell and all the people that forget God. But Jesus says, these are mine, and now, Father, they're yours. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they might behold the glory which was mine before the world. The Lord's coming. Praise the Lord. And once more we come to the table of the Lord to remember him, to remember his wonderful death, to eat the flesh and drink the blood of the Son of Man, to be ministered to. That bread that comes down from heaven and that wonderful blood of the New Testament, and to be reminded that we are to lift up our heads, for our redemption is at hand, even at the door. Maybe before we close this meeting tonight, you'll hear ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta, a trumpet. Sapfenstreich, Reveille, not retreat. Reveille! Up and at 'em, they used to say when we were in the army. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, 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 glory.